Harper Audio presents The Lies They Tell by Gillian French, performed by Caitlin Davies. 1. The last night the garrison set foot inside the Tenney's Harbor Country Club, the windows were laced with snow. The weather report called for 6 to 8 inches by morning, and 3 already lay crisp and untouched across the western expanse of lawn beyond the glass. The garrisons would have their white Christmas. Mother Nature wouldn't dare disappoint. Pearl had the distinction of waiting on them. She was a small, spare girl with dark hair worn in a pixie cut and an odd cast to her eyes, which, upon closer examination, were 2 different colors, brown and blue. She said good evening and handed them a wine and spirits list while they looked through her, registering nothing, clueless that her dad had worked for them for nearly 3 years now and was, in fact, huddled beside a space heater in their gatehouse at this very moment, watching the Celtics on her tablet. David Garrison ordered a scotch and water, his wife Sloane a white wine. Joseph, their youngest child at 10, frowned at the list and said, "I'll have a beer," which earned a laugh from his sister Cassidy and a hush from his mother. Tristan Garrison was absent. Pearl noted it as surely as everyone else in the dining room. Whispers had been circulating around the club for a week. The Garrisons were opening their Tenney's Harbor home for the holidays, a first. Now one of their remarkable children was missing. When Pearl returned with drinks and bread, Lou Pulaski, occasional golfing partner of David, came over to the table and clapped David's shoulder.
"Back in the great white north, eh? Damned glad to see ya."